So now, bringing us back to the new Basel Convention requirements for transboundary movements of plastic scrap. So in May of last year, Basel parties decided to newly require exports of most plastic scrap to be subject to the Basel Convention prior notice and consent requirements I just explained, starting on January 1, 2021. These changes are referred to as the Basel Convention Plastic Waste Amendments. So parties to the convention adopted the amendments as a way to address marine plastic litter. Out of concern about the problems stemming from the mismanagement of plastic waste, or imported plastic waste in particular, and the impacts improper disposal was having on the marine environment. Prior to these changes, plastic scrap was generally considered outside the scope of the convention, in other words, not subject to Basel requirements for export. In terms of the big picture impacts to the U.S., we anticipate the impacts to be pretty dramatic because Basel parties aren't allowed to trade in Basel-controlled waste with non-parties like the U.S. unless a separate bilateral or multilateral agreement is in place that meets certain Basel criteria. And this is because of a long-standing provision under the convention, which is known as the party-non-party trade prohibition. And so as a result, it will be considered illegal for most parties, for most countries, I should say, to import and export plastic scrap with the U.S. unless a separate agreement is in place. And Rick will be talking about one of these agreements during the second half of the webinar. So now I'm going to go into a little bit of background to explain the context that led to the adoption of the amendments. So in the years leading up to the proposal to amend the convention to address plastic waste, there were significant shifts in global trade flows of plastic scrap to countries where residual waste from plastic recycling wasn't always managed in an environmentally sound manner. For decades and until as recently as 2016, China imported about half of all plastic scrap exported globally for recycling. And I know that, this information is probably very familiar territory to a lot of you. That changed when China implemented strict import restrictions on recyclables, including plastic scrap, beginning in 2017. Plastics that had been destined for China then started to be imported by other countries, especially in Southeast Asia. I really like how this graphic helps tell the story pretty succinctly, and so I'll walk us through it here. So basically, what we're seeing here is a dramatic shift in export flows between the first quarters of 2017 on the left and 2018 on the right. So China and Hong Kong in blue go from importing the largest quantities of plastic scrap to importing much lower volumes. And other Asian countries, especially Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam in yellow, start importing much more than before. So concerns grew about the capacity of these newer major importing countries to recycle plastic in an environmentally sound manner and properly dispose of the residual waste generated from recycling. And so to help address these concerns, Basel parties proposed adding export controls to transboundary movements of most plastic scrap. So from here on out, I'll be talking about what the specific changes are. So the new Basel provisions classify plastic scrap into what I'll be referring to as three categories, establishing new listings for plastic scrap and waste in the three Basel Convention annexes where scrap and wastes are identified and listed in the convention. So the first category covers most non-hazardous plastic scrap and waste. In Basel Annex 2, which is where a list of wastes that require special consideration are listed. So MSW and incinerator ash from the combustion of MSW I mentioned before. So this material will be subject to Basel Convention prior notice and consent requirements. The second category covers plastic waste classified as hazardous waste under the convention and will also be subject to Basel requirements. And so these wastes are listed in Basel Annex 8, which contains the list of hazardous waste controlled by the convention. And finally, the third category covers a small subset of non-hazardous plastic scrap. This material will not be subject to Basel requirements for export. And this listing is found in Basel Annex 9, which lists the non-hazardous waste and scrap not subject to Basel requirements. And so because of the longstanding party, non-party trade prohibition I mentioned before. Basel parties won't be allowed to trade with the US in the plastic scrap and waste falling under the first and second categories described above, except under a separate agreement between countries. And we'll be talking about one such agreement later in the webinar. So this slide gives an overview of some of the key changes and new rules that will apply to exports of plastic scrap under these amendments. And because of how the amendments are structured in the convention, it's helpful to first describe the types of plastic scrap not subject to Basel requirements before describing the types of scrap and waste, plastic scrap and waste that will be subject to requirements. And so exports basically must meet a pretty narrow and strict set of criteria to be classified as not subject to Basel requirements under that third category. In general, material must be pre-sorted and clean, in other words, free from contamination, and be destined for environmentally sound recycling, and fall under one of four main groupings. So either one, plastic scrap almost exclusively consisting of one non-halogenated polymer. So these include the most common plastic recyclables, making comprising bottles, containers, etc. For example, polymers of polyethylene, polypropylene, PET, and also include copolymer plastics such as ABS, which are commonly used in electronics and car parts. The second main grouping is plastic scrap almost exclusively consisting of one cured resin or condensation product. So these are mostly thermoset plastics. So an example is epoxy resins, which are commonly used in hard plastics. The third general category is plastic scrap almost exclusively consisting of one of a limited number of fluorinated polymers. Oh, and I should say that, you know, almost exclusively is in quotes because that is terminology taken directly from the amendments. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. And then the fourth main grouping is mixed plastic scrap consisting of polyethylene, polypropylene, and or PET that's sent for separate recycling of each material. So those are the only mixed plastics, mixed plastic scrap that is allowed under kind of exempted from Basel requirements. And so this category of plastics is described in the new Basel listing, which has a code of B3011 in Basel Annex 9. And it replaces the current listing for plastic scrap and waste in the Basel Convention, which has the code of B3010. And so basically the changes take a pretty broad listing, which is exempt or not subject to Basel requirements in B3010 and makes it much more narrow in B3011. And so exports not meeting these criteria would be subject to the party non-party trade prohibition. So the plastic scrap and waste that doesn't meet the criteria again of the third category will be covered by either the first or second category and would be subject to Basel requirements. And so the first category covers most non-hazardous plastic scrap and waste, including plastic scrap that is contaminated, for example, with food residue and or other wastes, plastic scrap mixed with other types of scrap, paper, metal, plastic scrap containing halogenated polymers, an example would be PVC scrap, and then any mixed plastic scrap except for the shipments containing any of the three polymers I mentioned previously, so polyethylene, polypropylene, or PET, and that those would have to meet the criteria I mentioned previously in the Basel listing B3011. And so all of this material is described in the new Basel listing with code Y48 in Basel Annex 2. And then the second category covers hazardous plastic scrap and waste, which is defined as plastic scrap and waste containing or contaminated with hazardous constituents. And those are listed in Annex 1 of the Basel Convention to an extent that waste exhibits a hazardous characteristic. And hazardous characteristics are listed in Annex 3 of the Basel Convention. And there are about 14 Basel characteristics in total. And so this waste is described in new Basel listing 832.10 in Basel Annex 8. So You know, many questions remain about how the terms used in the new Basel waste listings will be defined. Here we've got in bolded text the undefined terms just for reference. So, and to summarize the requirements, to be classified as not subject, plastic scrap must generally be almost exclusively of one non-halogenated polymer, resin, or one of a limited number of fluorinated polymers, be almost free from contamination from other types of waste, and be destined for recycling in an environmentally sound manner. And so some questions we have include, you know, how will the terms almost exclusively and almost free from contamination from other types of waste be defined? What will be considered contamination or contaminants? Will this include non-recyclable material like food residues, stones, dirt, et cetera? Will it include recyclable non-plastic scrap like paper and metals? It's our understanding that yes, but it hasn't. There's still a lot of ambiguity there. What level of contamination or mixing will be considered acceptable? And will the acceptable level of contamination differ by the type of contaminant? So these are some of the questions that we have on those terms. And then, like I mentioned before, clean mixed plastic scrap consisting of PE, PP, or and or PET is allowed if destined for separate recycling of each material. And that term is also yet to be defined, or that phrase. And so it's expected that Basel parties will work to try to provide clarity on these terms. And we, EPA, is participating in the Basel groups that are likely to address some of these questions. But we don't have, you know, any answers at this time. And so this slide helps visualize the three categories of plastic scrap and waste covered by the amendments. You can think of the amendments as a pie with three slices, and all three slices together cover all end-of-life plastics. So the three slices are the green on the far left, and then the brown and orange on the right. So on the left in green is the Basel B3011 listing. That's the material that's not subject to notice consent, so primarily clean, single, non-halogenated polymers sent for recycling in an environmentally sound manner. And then on the other end, in orange, is the Basel A3210 hazardous plastic waste listing. So waste that contain an Annex 1 hazardous constituent and exhibit an Annex 3 hazardous characteristic. And then in brown are all the plastic scrap and waste that isn't covered by either of those two listings. So that includes most mixed plastic scrap and waste, plastic scrap and waste that's contaminated, and which contains halogenated polymers like PVC scrap. And then in the middle are some of the remaining questions about whether or how certain waste or scrap streams may be covered by the new Basel listings. So some questions we have are, you know, will all end-of-life products consisting of different polymers be controlled? For example, auto parts that are made of different materials like polycarbonate and ABS plastic. And what about scrap containing some contamination, like PET bottles with their labels, or that contain some food residues? And then what about end-of-life products that contain some plastic but consist predominantly of non-plastic material? You know, will they be controlled under the new Basel Y48 listing? So an example here would be office furniture, like hard plastic chairs that are made up of, you know, plastic and steel. So that's basically an overview of the amendments, the Basel plastic waste amendments, and the requirements that apply, and a highlight of some of the key questions that remain. I'll now turn it over to Rick to talk through the new international requirements that apply to transboundary movements of plastic scrap and waste under another international agreement that governs exports and imports of primarily hazardous waste for recovery.